surround me with your glory and fill me with your love till I overflow.
Let's say, pour me out. Come on, sing it like you mean it. Pour me out.
A message that is titled Getting Out of Your Comfort Zone. Look at your neighbor and tap him, say it's time to get out of your comfort zone. Look at someone and say it's time to get out of your comfort zone. Genesis 12 from verse 1. Genesis 12 from verse 1. If you're there, say amen. God's word says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee, see that word again, get thee, say get thee. Get thee out of your country, from your kindred, that is your native land, and from your father's house, your family, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee. God began to court a covenant with him. I call it sevenfold covenant of blessing. I will make of you a great nation, some say one. I will bless you, some say two. I will make your name great, some say three. And thou shalt be a blessing, some say four. Verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee, some say five. And I will curse him that curseth thee, some say six. Then the last one, and all, and in thee rather, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Some say seven. sevenfold covenant of what? Blessing. Verse 4. So Abraham departed. Or Abraham obeyed. He obeyed God. He departed as the Lord had what? Spoken unto him. And Lord went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of what? Haran. Like I said, I'll be sharing the message that I believe it's very, very practical and very, very needful for every one of us. It has to do with getting out of our comfort zone. Getting out of what? Our comfort zone. If you look at the text that we read this morning, it's the story of Father Abraham. If I'm going to summarize this text, God was telling Father Abraham that he needed to get out of his comfort zone. His comfort zone represented his native land, his family, his country. It was the place he was familiar with. It was the place he was comfortable in. And God said, it's time to leave this place because I'm taking you higher. I want you out of the comfort zone. Tap your neighbor, say, out. Tell your neighbor, say, it's time to move out of your comfort zone. Say to him or her, say, it's time to move out of your comfort zone. You see, it's interesting to note that people live in different zones of life. Some people live in the panic zone. Some people live in the stress zone. There are some people who live in the stretch or the challenge zone. But from experience, it has been discovered that more than 90% of people actually live or operate in the comfort zone. And you see, if you understand what the comfort zone means, and you will agree with me that that's not the place to tabernacle. That's not the place to camp. Listen to me. I want you to know that as human beings, we are comfortable. We are okay in the comfort zone. In fact, human beings like the comfort zone. Why do I say so? We don't want anything that will stretch us. We don't want anything that will stress us. We like a comfortable place. We like a place where there's no stress, there's no hassle. Amen, somebody? A place of comfort. But if you're ever going to fulfill your great potential, if you're ever going to fulfill your full potential in God, you must move out of your comfort zone. Look at your neighbor and tap him and say, you need to move out. Ladies and gentlemen, I discovered from the word of God that God does not want us to camp or stay in the comfort zone. Why do I say so? There are several scriptures that points to this fact. Deuteronomy 2 verse 3, God told Israel, you have circled this mountain long what? Enough. It's time to go forward. Amen, somebody? So you can see God saying there that it doesn't want us to stay where? In the comfort zone. If you read verse 24 of Deuteronomy 2 that I quoted now, you'll see God passing an instruction again to Israel. It says, rise ye up. Some say, rise ye up. Take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Now, you could see God mandating them or giving them an instruction of leaving where they are to move to the next level. There's a scripture that God used to minister to my heart several years ago, and that scripture, whatever I think about it, it normally, you know, challenged me a lot. Is in Micah. Micah 2 verse 10. Very powerful scripture. It says, rise ye up. Amen, somebody. It says, arise and depart. It says, arise and depart, for this is not your rest. Why? It says, because it is polluted. And it says, it will what? Destroy you. Amen, somebody. I mean, look at this scripture. God says, rise, depart. Why? This is not your rest. Stop your neighbor and say, don't settle down in that place. Because there's a far better place. There are scriptures upon scriptures that admonishes us that the comfort zone is not a place to settle down. God does not want you to stay in the comfort zone. Hebrews 13 verse 14, it says, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek another one to come. Amos 6 verse 1, it says, woe to those who are at ease in Zion. Woe to those people who are what? At ease. When you are at ease, you are at the place of comfort. Amen, somebody. Now, for the purpose of making this message a little bit more clearer, what do we mean by the comfort zone? What do we mean by the comfort zone? I have several definitions. I'll just speak one or two of them because of time this morning. What is a comfort zone? A comfort zone, or the comfort zone, is a settled method of walking that requires little effort. A settled method of walking that requires little effort and yields only barely acceptable results. Think about that. A settled method. In other words, a way of operation that you're already used to, that requires little effort. One other definition of the comfort zone. The comfort zone talks about a situation where you feel comfortable and you don't want to do anything new or different. That's a comfort zone. A place where you feel what? Comfortable. And don't want to do anything new. God is a God of newness. Revelation 21 verse 5. He says, behold, I make all things new. Isaiah 43, 18 verse 19 also says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do what? A new thing. So God does not want us to get used to what? The old. Tapi number said, the new is better. Tapi number said, the new is better. What does the comfort zone also mean? The comfort zone also means where our uncertainty, scarcity, or vulnerability is minimized. That's the comfort zone. Where our uncertainty, scarcity, and vulnerability are minimized. Where we believe we will have access to enough love, food, talent, time, admiration. Where we feel we have some control. You see, everybody likes to be in control. Everybody likes to be in the place where they will feel familiar. Familiar with the environment. Familiar with things. You want to be in control. You don't want, that's the way we love to operate. The comfort zone is a place where you feel comfortable and you're at rest. But God has greater heights. Amen? Amen. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, it's time to get out of your comfort zone. Tap your neighbor and say, life begins. Tap your neighbor and say, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. That's why you must not settle down. I was reading some things during the week and about the comfort zone, and this really shook me. Somebody said, great things never come from the comfort zone. Great things never come from what? The comfort zone. One other person said, a comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. Nothing ever grows there. That's why you should not stay there. Remember that scripture in Micah 2 verse 10, which says, arise, depart. It says, why? Because this place is what? It's not your rest. It is polluted. It will destroy you, and with what? A sure destruction. So that's the danger of staying in the comfort zone. That's the danger of not wanting to move. That's the danger of wanting to stay with how things has been done, not wanting to change. How can I know that I am operating in the comfort zone? Number one, you like the average life. You like things that has to do with barely getting by. That's your motto, barely getting by. You are in the survivor mode. How do I know somebody who's operating the comfort zone? They are terrified. They live in fear. Amen, somebody. How do I know somebody who's living in the comfort zone? They are not only terrified, they have this feeling, what if I fail? You know somebody that is also in the comfort zone because they don't usually like to take risk. They don't want to. They want to play safe. Amen, somebody. I was reading something somebody said about the comfort zone. A man by the name of Bart Wick. He said, the comfort zone is a behavioral state where a person operates in an anxiety neutral position. You want to operate in an anxiety what? Neutral position. That's why you see somebody operating the comfort zone is full of excuses. Romans 2 verse 1 says, thou art what? Inexcusable, O man. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I say, the time has come for you to get out, to move out of your comfort zone. Tap in and say, move out to another level. Move out to a higher dimension. If Father Abraham had not heeded to the call of God, he would have perished in all of the Chaldees. What he thought he had, or what he thought he possessed, could not be compared with what God has in store for him outside of what? All of the Chaldees. Tell your neighbor, say, everything that you ever desire, everything that you ever wanted, it's outside your comfort zone. So tell your neighbor, say, are you ready to make the move? Because of the brevity of my time this morning, I want to share with you some of the dangers of staying or living in the comfort zone. Why am I sharing this? So that you can be motivated this morning. Steered up within you that you need to get out of that comfort zone place. Amen? Amen. Reason number one. Why dangers of living the comfort or stay in the comfort zone? Number one, it will limit your growth. You see, there is no limit to how far you can grow. Listen, remember what I just told you now. There is what? No limit. Tap and say, there is no limit. Listen, you are the one that sets the limit. And most of the time, the limit is in your mind. Most of the time, it's because you feel you have arrived. Tap your neighbor and say, you have not gotten to your destination yet. The Bible makes me to understand in Psalm 81 verse 10, God says, open your mouth how wide and how we what? God is the one that will fill it. Who will determine how much you are going to receive? You are the one. So look at your neighbor and tap in and say, don't put any limitation. If you are going to experience explosive growth, you have to move out of the comfort zone. If Father Abraham did not leave his comfort zone, he would not have become great. He would not have become a blessing. Listen, that's why I'm telling you that all progress, say all progress, takes place where? Outside the comfort zone. Until you begin to stretch. Listen, that's when you begin to discover how far or how much you can achieve. If you don't stretch, you don't know how far you can go. So look at your neighbor and say, it's time to stretch. The comfort zone will limit you, will limit your growth. There's something in the development of an eagle. You see, the mother eagle takes care of the eaglet up to a particular point in time. The mother eagle supplies everything that they need inside the nest. But you see, a day is going to come, the mother eagle will start stirring up that nest. It will start scattering the nest. Why? It's trying to tell the eaglet it's time to grow up. And usually, the mother eagle will take them on a flight. On a flight in the skies. And after a while, the mother eagle will just, you know, leave them to fall by themselves. What's the mother eagle trying to do? It's trying to communicate to the eaglet that it's time to fly. Usually, the eaglet does not get it on time. But after the first, the second, or third time, the message is clear. Spread your wings. You have wings. That's where you're an eagle. But you see, if that eaglet stayed in the nest, that eaglet will never realize its full potential. That's why you see this expression in Deuteronomy 32 verse 11, talking about the relationship God had with Israel. Deuteronomy 32 verse 11, it says, as an eagle steered up a nest, fluttered over her young, spread her wings and taken them, and what? Beareth them on. He's talking about how the mother eagle treats the eaglet. Do you know at times some of the challenges that you and I are complaining about? It is God stirring up your nest because you have stayed too long in that place. So tap your neighbor, say it's time to grow up. Look at your neighbor, tap it up and say, get out of your comfort zone. Because all progress, say all progress starts where? Outside the comfort zone. I see you break new grounds. I see you take new territories in the name of Jesus. Reason number two, we're looking at, dangers of leaving or staying in the comfort zone is that it will prevent you from discovering new things and new territories. Amen, somebody. There are new territories. Those who never step out of their comfort zone never discover new territories. They are new things. One thing I like about the comfort, when you step out of the comfort zone, you'll begin to discover things about yourself that you never knew you had. You begin to discover things, new things that you never knew about. But if you have stayed in the comfort zone, you will never have made that discovery. Ladies and gentlemen, I was telling somebody, you know, at times it's good to depend on others. It's good to look up to, when I say depend on, maybe your parents or somebody who's taking care of you. But, you know, a time comes when you need to begin to learn to what? Grow or develop your faith. Now, in the initial stage, it may not be easy. Amen, somebody? Because you are used to somebody giving you things. Now, if you are going to be now depending on God, trusting God to meet your need, it may be a new experience. Amen, somebody? For you. But if you persist, I'm telling you that is a path that will lead you to laudable achievements and the development of your faith in Jesus' name. So tell your neighbors, in new territories await you. But step out. Say step out. Say step out. Say step out. Somebody say step out. I remember an experience years ago when I finished serving and it was clear to me that I had to come to full-time ministry, and I told my dad of blessed memory that this is what I wanted to do, and you know, if I said, that's not what you want to do. I mean, definitely you can still serve God otherwise, blah, 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 you know. We went back and forth, but you know, one thing that after several things happened and he agreed, one thing that I also did when I was leaving the house, to come to Ibadan then to report at the ministry where I was serving, you know, I told myself, I said, this is the last allowance I've ever collected from my dad. Amen, somebody. So when he gave me the transport money, I said to myself, this is the last time you are collecting what? Money from your dad. Not that he wouldn't give me money if I asked him. Amen, somebody. But I decided, amen, somebody, that it's time to begin to what? To grow my faith, because if I'm stepping out of a place where I'm used to and comfortable with, then one of the things that will also need to happen, that you will begin to discover new things. Do you know that I never used to think then that it's possible for God to take care of you? Hello, somebody. Look at him and say, God can take care of you. Listen to this. God can feed you. God can nourish you. God can clothe you. Amen? Amen. I'm a living witness what I'm telling you about. Amen, somebody. I know God can feed. He can clothe. He can put, listen to this. He can put food on your table. He can put shoes. He can put everything you need. But listen, I never discovered this. I never knew this until I stepped out of what? My comfort zone. So that's why when God is, you know, stirring up your faith, is challenging you that you need to make that move and come out of that place where you're comfortable, that place where you're dressed, is an invitation to new discoveries. You will discover new things about yourself. You will discover new things about God. You will discover new territories that is there for you for the taking in Jesus' name. Look at your neighbor and tap, say, it's time to discover new things. You know, there was a time people believed that the world was flat. But a man by the name of Christopher Columbus believed that the world was what? Round. And to justify that, he decided to go on a voyage. Though actually he was set on discovering parts of Asia. But do you know that in the process of going on that voyage, he didn't get to Asia, but he discovered America and other islands? Amen, somebody? If he had stayed in the place of his comfort zone, he wouldn't have discovered new territories. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, do away with the old, because the new is better. Tap your neighbor and say, I see you entering into a new phase. Say, a new phase of life, a new phase of ministry. If you believe that, say amen. You can see why we must not stay in the comfort zone. It will keep us from discovering new things, new experience, new territories. Another danger of staying in the comfort zone is that it will make you to settle for something lesser or lead you a lesser life. Tap it over, say, that's not my portion. A lesser paycheck. Tap it over, say, that's not my portion. An average life, a life of mediocrity. Listen, these are some of the things that one will just, you know, give in to or accept. But you see, God has made you, God designed you for a glorious life. The Bible says in John 10 verse 10, the thief has come to steal, to kill and what? Destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you may what? Have life and have it what? More abundantly. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a fulfilling life. There is a more satisfying life outside the comfort zone. Look at the life that Abraham discovered. Look at the life he lived. There's a place in Genesis 23 verse 6 talking about Abraham. It says, the people said, thou art become a mighty prince among us. You know, towards the later life of his life, when his elder servants was in search of the wife of Isaac, Genesis 24 verse 1, when we were talking about Abraham, the Bible says, now Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Say all things, somebody. I can tell you that his life was far better than what it was when he was in what? All the childish. So look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, you have nothing to lose. Say, but you have all to gain. Listen to me, God's people, there is a more fulfilling, there is a more glorifying life outside your comfort zone. That's where you will not die in the comfort zone in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tap it and say, I'm going out. Say, I'm moving out of my comfort zone, because there's a fulfilling life. There's a glorifying life out there for me. If you believe that, say a better amen. Amen. Number four, another danger of staying or leaving the comfort zone is that it will hinder your dreams from coming to pass. You want your dreams to come to fruition, you must not remain in the comfort zone. God said something to me yesterday. I never saw it from that light. If you're Joseph in the house, hear me. Your dreams will not be fulfilled in Israel. Okay, let me explain that. Your dreams will not be fulfilled in your father's house. Are you getting the point? If you're Joseph in the house, and I know there are many Josephs here, amen somebody. Or Josephine, amen somebody. So that the ladies will feel that they are not, excluded, amen somebody. Listen, the place for the fulfillment of your dreams is where? It's in Egypt. It's outside what? Outside Israel. Outside your father's house. As long as Joseph stayed in his father's house, his dream of becoming a prime minister never came to fruition. Where did the dream come to pass? Outside his comfort zone. Listen. Egypt was a place that was outside his comfort zone. It was not the place he was familiar with. It was not the place that he was used to. It was a place that's the last place he would ever have wished to go. But that's God directing his steps. You know, at times you find yourself in some places and you are wishing or desiring not to be in that place. But tap and say, that's God's plan. Tap your head and say, it's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. Look at him, say, it's not a mistake that you are in Egypt. Say, it is part of God's plan to bring you to destiny. If you believe that, say amen. Your dreams will find fulfillment outside what? The comfort zone. And for Joseph, sir, the comfort zone was his father's house. You see, that's why as long as he was there, he was spoiled. He was like a spoiled brat. Amen, somebody. Amen. But the day he moved out of that comfort zone, he started the journey into destiny. There's somebody here this morning. God is orchestrating your steps and your paths. You are in a place now, you don't even know why you are there. You can't even explain where you are going through, what you are going through. But it's part of the plan. It's part of the plan. It's because your dreams will never be fulfilled in your father's house. Your dreams will be fulfilled outside your comfort zone. And I declare over you this morning, you will fulfill your colorful destiny in the name of Jesus. As long as Abraham stayed in awe of the Chaldees, he never became the father of faith. As long as he remained there until he moved out. And listen to this, that is what you need to do, because all the good things that you have ever desired is outside your comfort zone. And I declare over you this morning, your dreams will not die with you in Jesus' name. The dreams that you carry in the womb of your spirit will see the light of day in Jesus' mighty name. Another danger, fifth danger. Why should I not stay in my comfort zone? Because it will limit your chances of success. I have never seen anybody who had made a success out of life, living or staying in the comfort zone. So if you remain in your comfort zone, it's an invitation to failure. Amen, somebody. If you really want to succeed, you must be ready to step out of your comfort zone. Because you say, I want you to know that living in the comfort zone will not help you to fulfill your potential. Amen, somebody? You know, Daniel so much succeeded where? In Babylon, not Israel. Babylon was a place outside his comfort zone. Joseph succeeded so much outside what? The comfort zone. Listen, it's not a mistake. Listen, if you really want to succeed, if you want to get to the highest level of success, you must live outside your comfort zone. I declare over you this morning, anything that is trying to keep you longer than you are supposed to stay in your comfort zone, that shackle is broken in the name of Jesus. You know, at times we get so used to a place, you don't want to leave. God has something far better. Amen, somebody? I have not seen, he had not heard, neither has he entered into what? The hearts of men, the things that God has what? Prepared for those who love him. And those things are revealed to us by what? By the Spirit. Because the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. I want to prophesy to somebody here this morning. It's time to move out of your comfort zone, because greater success, greater glory lies outside your comfort zone. Whatsoever may be militating against you making that move, I break that shackle this morning in Jesus' name. As I begin to round up this morning, you know, one of the things that I have discovered, one of the greatest limitations or enemies of our moving out of our comfort zone is fear. And today you are going to conquer that fear. You didn't say a better amen. I said today you will conquer that fear. Say after me, say, I will conquer fear. Say, I will conquer the fear that is stopping me from getting out. Listen, there's nothing really to be afraid of. Somebody was defining fear as an acronym. It says fear is false evidence or false expectations appearing real. Amen, somebody? I said amen, somebody? I saw something yesterday, very funny. I mean, another acronym for fear. It says fear means face everything and what? And rise. Not wrong. Amen, somebody. That's the negative one. Amen, somebody. That's the one you are used to. Face everything and what? And run. Tap it up and say, I'm not running. Say, I'm rising. That's how you should look at fear. Don't run. Tap it up and say, stop running. That's what many people have been doing. Running, 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 running. A great woman, I'm trying to remember her name, Lisa Bever said, until you face your fears, I want to be sure the way she said it. let me get the code. I mean, it says, the day you face your fear, that's when you're going to become fearless. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, are you ready to face your fears? There's nothing to be afraid of. You need to confront that fear. Hello, somebody? Fear of man. Fear of failure. Fear of tomorrow. Fear of uncertainty. Fear of the dark. Fear of rejection. Fear of disappointment. Fear of being alone. You know, at times, we fear being alone. So, it's like, most people are not following me. Listen to this. Not everybody has to follow you. Hello? Fear of survivor. How will I survive? Amen, somebody. Fear of death. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tap him and say, today, you will confront all your fears. All your fears that is trying to hinder you from getting out of your comfort zone. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your hands. Say after me, say, Heavenly Father. Say it like you may say, Heavenly Father, I make a declaration this morning that I resist and I renounce all forms of fear, all forms of negative emotion that is trying to keep me